WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
From lashes for days with the viral Liquid Lash Extensions mascara to awakening your eyes with lift and color from the Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is the go-to when you want to amplify your everyday look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
Get ready for another episode of the Life Strong Project.
Which brings us to the S, the spiritual gift. The first seven is your motivational gift. It's what moves you. It's how you're wired, right? Those seven, there's seven motivational gifts. And in those seven, there are certain things. I might not be able to be the coach of the team, but I have the gift of teaching, or my motivational gift is teaching, or my motivational gift is mercy, or my motivational gift is encouragement. I can encourage those that are tall to come and join our team.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Life Strong Project. Again, I'm your host, AC. And as always, man, I'm just so honored and blessed that you guys want to listen to me and hear the stuff that I'm talking about and the guests that I have and all this, you know, all the stuff that we've got going on here in the Life Strong Project. Today, I've got a question for everybody. I've got a question. Does everybody know what their purpose is? I think that's one question that we, you know, throughout life, we often ask ourselves, and, you know, we may or may not have a grandioso answer, or that answer, or that revelation of what we're supposed to do. I mean, a lot of us, a lot of people think that their job is their purpose, or, you know, I don't know, some think that just being a parent is their purpose. But I think there's so much more to that. And today, I think I've got a guest that can lead us all in the right direction. Now, here's the thing about this guest. Of all the episodes I've done on the Life Strong Project, this one has got to be, it's going to be one of the funnest, but this one it hits really close to home, because I've never interviewed someone that I know personally, number one. But this person, I honestly consider her family. Like, you know, there's a lot of history that goes back with my family and her family, and it's grown to a point where I consider her family. But I'm gonna do this intro anyway. Not like I need to, but today I'm just thrilled to welcome a woman who was anointed to illuminate one of the most important questions in our lives. What is my purpose? She's a prophetic teacher. She's an author. She's a purpose coach. She has dedicated her life to helping believers hear God clearly, heal deeply, and align fully with their kingdom identity. She is the author of Purpose Unlocked, Discovering Your Spiritual DNA. She equips people with the tools and spiritual insight needed to understand how God uniquely designed them for impact. All right. Through her shaped, and it's actually S-H-A-P-E, and there's like an apostrophe D, but we'll get into that later. That through her shaped framework and her her work with Rodell Incorporated and ELP Ministries. She guides individuals in discovering the blueprint heaven wrote for their lives. She is also the host of Purpose Unlocked, which is a podcast where her spirit-led teachings and practical wisdom activate listeners to pursue their God-ordained callings with boldness. Today, we'll dive into her heart, her message, and the profound journey of unlocking purpose. I am so hyped to introduce to you guys my friend, my friend, Dr. E. Laura Porter. What's good? This is a long time. I can't believe it took this long to get you on this show. What is going on?
I don't think it's my fault though. So we're just gonna leave it at that. But yeah.
I'll shoulder some of that blame. I think I've asked you once or twice, and I don't know. I'll take that bully.
You take one for the team,
I'll
right?
So before we get rolling, I feel like I'm not cheating, listeners. I know who you are, but they don't. Some of them don't. So tell them who you are and a little bit about yourself.
Yeah. So let me just set the record straight because I heard the intro, and we are definitely family.
Okay.
He is definitely family. You know, I call them the A team, because their name starts with the A. And he's definitely family. So I just want to say that now, AC, Andrea, and little
Adrian is not part of the team. But anyway, go ahead.
He is part of the A team. He's my favorite part of the A team. Let's get it right.
I think he's everybody's favorite, but okay.
He's definitely my favorite. Anybody who can take my phone and make it work better than I can, he's definitely my favorite. But let me get to business. My name is Dr. Elora Porter. So I am basically a person who loves the Lord. And I have all of these different desires based off of the things that God has placed inside of me to just be able to show people and guide people to what their purpose is. I am a mother of two.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Cachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. Quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Cachava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Whether you're craving that coffee taste to kickstart your morning ritual or as a nutrient-packed reward to round out your afternoon, Cachava keeps you fueled and satisfied wherever your day takes you. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. And for the times you feel like switching it up, you've got 7 flavors to choose from, all with the highest quality ingredients. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to cachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.
Three, if you count my bonus daughter. My son is married, and I know that's shocking to him because he knew my son when my son was this young, barely a teenager playing the bass guitar.
Look, it yeah,
it's a choir that we sang in.
It's a mortality check for sure.
Yeah, and then I think you were the Sunday school teacher of my daughter. Yeah,
I was. Oh my God, Stephanie is how old?
Stephanie is 20, going on 23, I believe. Yeah, I forget, but yeah. So we've been together for a long time, but I'm just somebody who just loves the Lord, and I really just want to unlock the things that God has placed inside of us. And that's what this journey has been about in this season. There was one season in my life, Anthony, you remember, or AC, that's his new name, y'all. Because I know him as Anthony, but I'm trying to keep the AC thing going. But you know, there was one season where God had me on this path to unlock the word up, truth, right?
Right. Yep.
Get the foundation of the word. And this season, it's not that the word is not important. Of course it is, because that's the foundation. But he's now moving me into unlocking or helping people discover their spiritual DNA and unlocking purpose. But I'm just a regular old girl, Florida girl.
But she had to throw that in there, Florida.
Yes, I did.
Florida.
Nassau, Bahamas.
You know, I've got to pay her back that eye roll at Florida. No, anyway. So, okay, let's get into this, because we've had discussions, and I've always thought that, man, these are good talking points. These are, you know, really deep discussions. And your take on things is different. I'll say different from what many were taught growing up. Me, myself, personally, because I growing up in the church, I had so many questions.
Yeah.
Because dots just weren't connecting.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not discounting what you're saying. However, can you just connect A with Z, because everything else in between isn't really making sense? You know, I'm not speaking for everybody, but for myself, I was told things, you know, like, you know, you're questioning man, or the man of God, or, because I'm just, be frank, me go, I didn't see too many women up on that pulpit, but that's a whole different show.
Come on, but you're being honest.
Different show. But I would get things like, you know, you're questioning the man of God, or you're questioning the way, and I was like, no, this is just an honest question. I mm-hmm. don't understand. You come from, you know, in our discussions, you come from the avenue of, okay, I understand why that won't make sense, because the way you asked me didn't make sense. Let me explain to you what it is you're trying to get, and here's the answer.
Yeah.
What you being in the prophetic, in the ministry, and everything, and was there a point in time in your life where, you know, you might have been taught that way, and then all of a sudden, you know, your way, or the way you teach now just came to a head, and you were like, okay, no, there's got to be something different. And yeah. I'm tired of, you know, all of this other rigmarole, and you rolled with it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I believe that was the foundation of Word Up. It was the foundation of Word Up, because, you know, and we use the word in terms of where the scripture says that it's a sword, it's a weapon, because
for all the listeners that don't know, Word Up was your podcast previous.
Yes. That was my previous, which there's still shows out there.
There sure are. Yes.
You can partake in those. But so the foundation of Word Up was just getting strapped with the word, meaning getting an understanding of the word, not letting somebody just tell you. You better be strapped. Like, you know, if you go to the hood, or, you know, you walk somewhere, and you don't know if they're carrying a weapon or what they have on them.
You better be strapped.
You may not know what they have, but you better know what you have. You better be strapped. You better be ready to go. And so that's what the word of God, that's the revelation God gave me with Word Up, was get strapped, get, you know, equipped with the word, be able mm-hmm. to know what your weapon is and how to use it. Because if you don't know what the word says, anybody can tell you anything. And I am one that walked around listening and believing almost anything until something dawned on me. And I was kind of like, you know, this doesn't make sense. Make it make sense the way the kids say now.
Yeah.
Because this is something is missing here. How is it that I have all of these rules and this believer over here that's serving here loves God just the same way I do. It's just as sold out as I am, but they don't have the same rules, but they're quoting the same scriptures I'm quoting. Mm. Is it a revelation of the scripture or am I just being taught from somebody else's conviction? Okay. You're giving me what your conviction is. So when you go around and you stand on the pulpit or not on the pulpit because you're wearing a dress, you know, when someone is telling you that you're going to hell because you're wearing dresses, but they fail to show you in the scripture. I mean, because you're not wearing a dress,
right?
But they fail to show you in the scripture where that lines up. You can't find it. They're not showing you, but you're walking in it. You're bound.
What about the ones? So that, and I'm glad you brought that up because there are some that will give you a scripture.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And you mentioned the whole, you know, dress versus you don't necessarily have to wear a dress. And
if you're a woman and you're not wearing a dress, you're going to hell.
Yeah. that's one of the things that my wife and I talk about a lot because the way that it was taught, the Bible was taught to us growing up, there were a lot of rules for women, period.
Like, yeah, there were.
I was like, I don't think y'all were allowed to do anything. Like,
you
weren't a breathe, and that was it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're lucky you were allowed to do that. So I was like, wow.
Way more than there were for men, I believe.
Way more. So, and that still kind of borderline resonates today in some circles.
Like, it does.
And so.
It does.
You being and then look, you've got a third strike against you because you're black. So you're in an area where you're teaching this.
Yeah.
And there are those that see that as an attack. They see it as, you know, you're not preaching the gospel. And not because what you're saying isn't rooted in scripture, it's because, oh, that's not the way we did it. That's not the way we do it. I that's one of those things that I couldn't stand to hear. Ain't the way we do it here at, and then they put the address of the church and the name of the church. And I'm like, I'm like, wait a minute, wait a minute. So if I went over here, just like you said earlier, if I went over here, I was allowed to do that. It didn't add up or make sense. So and here you are, black Southern evangelicals, white mm-hmm. Southern evangelicals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How would you or how have you dealt with those three things that have that they've got to impact what you do?
It impacts when I allow it to become an issue. And the reason growing up in ministry in the Church of God in Christ, which I still love to this day, you know, those things will impact me because I allowed it to. There were people that were serving right by me that did what the scripture says, and all you're getting, get an understanding. Mm-hmm. And they, because they got an understanding, you know, it doesn't matter what people were saying about them. They were free in Christ. And because they were free in Christ, it didn't impact them the same way. We're serving side by side, but, you know, they're going to walk in there with their pantsuit. And, you know, people will say, well, you know what? You can't be used because you're wearing pants. And they would be like, well, that's fine because I can pray over here in the corner. Because at the end of the day, it's not about me laying hands. It's about me connecting with God. See, they were free. They were free because they didn't allow it to impact them. That's why. It's to me, those things are still going on. Those things are still being said. I walked in the church recently, maybe about 2-3 years ago. I walked in the church and I had nail polish on. They said, you're going to have to come out of that. And I was like, no, I'll come out of this church before I come out of this, because this don't have anything to do with the anointing on my life. But I can say that now,
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Cachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to cachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.
I couldn't say that a couple of years ago, maybe 20 years ago, because I didn't know any better. So it doesn't impact me. I know it's still out there, but it doesn't impact me in ministry now. But I'm also, and not so much speaking against it. Sometimes it's the fact that I have a revelation. God has revealed to me. He's uncovered different things to me. So I'm not going to walk in that path. I'm not going to tear you down if that's the path you choose to walk. I am not going to walk in that. And if you want to hear why I'm not, I'll share it with you. That's just the way that I see it, because I don't want to make any other believer feel like they're not hearing from God because the things that there's, God may want someone to live that type of strict life. That's just not what he called me to do. And when I had a daughter, I had to walk in more freedom, because if I'm bound, I'm going to bind her up too. And I just didn't, if I believed that stuff to be fact and I had a scripture to validate it, I would walk in it. Cause all I want to do is please God. All I want to do is please him. But since I could not validate that in his word, and since none of that stuff was resonated in my spirit, he didn't confirm anything than that, those things in my spirit, I couldn't continue to walk in them. I just couldn't. And I certain things I just still can't receive. You know, the anointing is not gender specific. It's not. The callings, the giftings, those things are not gender specific. If I pick up the phone and I call you and I call your wife and you both answer, we're connected, right? Because you both answered the call, right?
Call, right, exactly.
That's what a calling is. It's when God calls you and you answer.
And
it doesn't matter if you are male or you're a female. When he calls you and you answer, that's what a calling is. And that's where the confusion is in ministry. He doesn't care about your skirt. He don't care if you're wearing a shirt and a tie or a skirt. If he calls you to walk in ministry and you answer the call, that's when he uses you.
From Word Up was birthed Rodell Incorporated.
Rodell birthed Word Up.
Oh, that's right. Rodell did birth Word Up. So yeah. Religion or Relationship Deliverance Ministries.
Correct.
And that's literally the basis, the foundation of what Rodell Incorporated is, correct?
Correct. Correct.
So that ministry, or that foundation is where you strive to share that, you know, that understanding of the Word of God. Not that you're trying to change anything, but that you're trying to enlighten and explain things. That's one of the things that me and my wife have always adored about you, is because you can go to any church and get preached at. They're boundless. They're anywhere. But very seldom can you get preached to. And what I mean by that, you know, somebody can, you know, and I'm not knocking them. I'm not. But anybody can hoop and holler. I've heard pastors say that. I've heard people say, oh, I can hoot and holler. I can tune up. I'm like,
yeah,
that's what it's all about to you. I'm like, really? But very few people feel the need to break it down.
Yeah.
Without all the theatrics. Oh man, I said theatrics. Okay. Without all the theatrics.
Yeah. You know, it's really funny because that's one of the things my husband will always say to me. He says, you know, I want to sit and hear somebody preach. But when they start that, he said, they lose me. They lose me.
Because, you about to get me in trouble. About to get me canceled.
And there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that if it works. If 5 minutes after that, if you can't tell me what the message was about, what good is it? There really is nothing wrong with that. I want to make that clear. But get some substance. Like if you're hungry and you eat a Butterfinger candy bar,
it's not going to satisfy.
It's not satisfying. It's not satisfying. It tastes good. Mm-hmm. It might tingle those sugar addict tinglings, those desires in your throat. But it's not satisfying, and it's not going to nourish your body. But if you go and you get a meal with vegetables and starch and meat, now that substance that's going to stick, and it's not going to just stick for that moment. You're not going to crash in a few minutes or hours.
Right.
It's going to sustain you. I need to get something in the message that's sustaining me. I'll take the Butterfinger because I like to shout and get excited, but give me something that 2 hours from now, 2 years from now, I can still revert back to that, and it's made a difference in my life.
Right, exactly. So during the process of, not the formation, but during the process of, I guess the formation of Rodale and everything that was going on.
Yeah.
That was what, 15 years ago?
Oh my gosh, how
no,
old
that was longer
JP?
Than that. No, that was longer, that's right. He's 16. So 16.
So we're looking at, wow, we're pushing 20 years almost. Oh my God.
Yeah. So 16 years. So during that formation of it, I can remember, you know, times of, and I'm not going to say unrest, not doubt. It was not doubt, but there were times where you didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
With, you know, even though people were saying, listen, Porter, look, I just love the way you bring the word. I love the way you minister. And people were ringing your phone, and people were, you couldn't even hit the doors of the church to get to your car without somebody just, Hey, even with all that, there was a time where you weren't comfortable with that, and I remember conversations, you were like, I don't know, Anthony, I don't know if anybody wants to hear what I have to say. I don't know if anybody, you know, wants to, you know, acknowledge, you know, what I'm trying to do or all of this. And that was 15 years ago, so 16 years ago, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And here we are 16 years strong. You're 16 years strong with a whole bunch of other things on the horizon, with just the things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
If you could go back and tell, you weren't even Dr. Elua Porter at the time.
I sure wasn't.
Wow, you weren't. But if you could go back and tell her, Laura Porter, from 16 years ago, one thing, what would you tell her?
I think I would tell her to trust God. Just trust him.
Mm.
And that's a very loaded statement, because that's just not my faith and believing. No, because you said it. There was a lot of times where, you know, and even now it tries to creep in, the self-doubt. You're wondering if, you know, someone's just hyping you up, stroking your ego kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you don't really believe it. But that's, and I talk about this in my book, Purpose Unlocked, those are seeds that was planted a long time ago and they grew up with you. So when people are, and you're right, I would get out of my car, people standing there wanting to talk to me before I walk out of the church, people, you know, lining up to, for me to speak into their lives and things of that nature, because they saw the fruit, but I'm still dealing with this little girl that was rejected, and she couldn't fathom that people wanted something that she carried, because she was rejected so many times, so often. And so I think if I could talk to the Laura Porter who was barely walking in the call of Prophetess Porter, because when people were saying that prophets don't exist, that I started believing that mess, you know, I would tell her, just trust God. You know, I trusted God for both of my kids were diagnosed with Down syndrome. Both of my kids diagnosed with Down syndrome. I trusted God. I had heart failure on the table, getting ready to put a stent in my heart, and he healed me. I trusted God. You know, cancer.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State, 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
I trusted God. Double kidney failure. I trusted God. So, but those things happened after Rodell was birthed. But Rodell would stall because that rejection would still lift his head up. It would still lift his head up. And if I got too strong, rejection or something else would come, and a lie or a false allegation or something would come and paralyze me. But what I would tell this girl, again, just trust God. If he brought you this far, he got the rest. Just trust him. I would tell him that. It would have made my journey a lot easier than what it was.
It's interesting that you say that, because again, I'll go back to teachings that I've had. I mean, you mentioned self-doubt. Mm-hmm. You mentioned, you know, just not feeling, you know, maybe somebody stroking my ego and that's not really how one would say, oh, self-doubt, that's a sin.
Right.
Oh, you don't trust God? If you don't trust God for that means you ain't connected with God. You don't
have the Holy Ghost. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so and again, those are the things that, I mean, the way you minister, you minister in a way that where it, you know, it hits home for everybody. Like If somebody was to tell me that they never have an ounce of doubt ever, as the kids say, I call cat. I just don't believe that. And if that's the truth, then you know your mustard seed faith is incredible. But there are times I you know, people say, oh, you can't, you know, you don't trust God. Oh, well, guess what? Well, okay. So I remember growing up, I remember my parents saying things to me like, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that. And, you know, if I don't see those things in action, little Anthony starts to, I don't think they're going to do it. Because I ain't seen nobody go to the store. I ain't seen nobody, you know, talk. I ain't heard nobody talk about it. I haven't seen anything in action. And we doubt. So if you ain't seen things in action, you cannot tell me that at some point in time, you're like, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Really, for real. I don't know about this thing right here. You saying you're gonna take care of it. You want me to do this, but things aren't lining. I don't see things lining up.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Go ahead. Yeah.
So that's pretty broad. I'm gonna take it here. And I use the analogy of when your parents promise you stuff and they may not come through right away, or it doesn't happen in your timing or the way that you thought it would come through. But because, like, I'll use, for example, with my mom. Now that I'm older and I'm a mom, I realize when she would promise me things and they didn't happen when she told me it would happen,
mm-hmm.
I realize my mom was dealing with some budgets, dealing with the money, dealing with other things that were priority, you know, but her desire was always to give me those things that she said she was going to give me. But she had to ensure that the budget, she had to ensure that I was ready to be able to handle it. She had to ensure she put all those things into perspective before she gave it to me. I'm not knowing that as a kid. All I know is
I'm
not understanding that. All I'm knowing is that I'm not getting what I need to get. What you said you was gonna do for me, or you're not doing it fast enough, you know. But when she finally did it, it was so grand that I forgot about the period when she didn't do it. And it's the same concept with God. This is how you grow. I know my mom. I know that this woman would not withhold anything from me. Now she's passed on now, but I know this woman would give me her last because I meant that much to her. I meant that much. And it was 8 of us. And I knew I'm the baby though. So it meant that much to her. So I'm putting it in the perspective of my father. Yes, there's a lot of times that we petition God for things, but we don't know what's going on in the background.
Behind the scenes.
I know my daughter, but I know that my daughter may not handle this right now. She's not ready to handle this. She will, you know, crash and burn if I give her that now, or if I give her too much now. But I'm going to give it to her, but I'm going to give it to her when she's in a place to be able to receive it. But we're sitting there going, God, they say you're on time, God. You're supposed to give me this 5 weeks ago, you know? And it's God's timing is perfect. Everything he does is intentional. But if you don't know him, I know my mom. I know her heart. I know what I meant to her. You got to put yourself in the same perspective of God. You got to know him. You got to know who you are to him. You got to know that there is no good thing that he will withhold for them that walk uprightly. You got to know that about him. And when you know your father and you know that about your father, even when things aren't happening the way that you feel they should, as fast as you feel they should, you got to know, my daddy got me and it's going to come to pass.
What is spiritual DNA? Because, and the reason, and you took, you perfect segue, by the way, perfect segue.
Okay.
So the reason I asked that question is because I believe the answer that I'm going to get for spiritual DNA is going to bring me into the very next question. So I'm going to let you answer it before I give it. It's working.
Okay. So your spiritual DNA is, you know, we live in two worlds. We live a natural world, and then there's a spiritual world. We're created, you know, body, soul, and spirit. So we're not just a one-dimensional being. Mm-hmm. And because in order for you to be created biologically, there was a physical DNA from your mom, from your dad, came together, and now there's you. Well, because you are body, soul, and spirit, you have a spiritual DNA as well. But God, as awesome as he is, he didn't just stop with developing our spiritual DNA. He attached a purpose to it. So not only do you have a spiritual DNA, you have that DNA is attached to what you were created to do in the kingdom. So your spiritual DNA is basically where we come from, where the acronym SHAPE come from. And let me just be clear. There are a lot of teachings on SHAPE, but there's not a lot of teachings on SHAPED with the apostrophe D. But there are a lot of teachings on SHAPE. And meaning, and what I mean by that, you know, the S in SHAPE is spiritual gift. The H is your heart. The A is your ability. The P is your personality. The E is your experiences. And the apostrophe D is the deployment. So you're shaped and you're deployed. And that deployment is where your purpose is revealed. And that's what is unlocked and you walk into. And that's what the whole book is, that you discover what your spiritual DNA is. And I want to give a quick testimony. I mentioned this in the book, but I want to give a quick testimony about how we walk around as zombies, not really knowing what our purpose is, when our purpose was established, when we were established. When we were created in our mother's womb, our purpose was also established there as well. But we don't know, because you don't know your shape. And you don't know what your purpose to do. When you don't know your physical DNA, it can lead to death. And I'll say this, this is a testimony. I think it's called, it's in my book, and I always get the term wrong, but I think it's G6PD. So G6PD is like a gene that is in some people. I'm a carrier of it. But the males in my bloodline are not carriers of it. They have it. So I can pass it on. So I passed it on to Stephanie and made her a carrier. But I passed it on to Steve that he has it. And what that is that's a gene.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
The wrongs we must right. The fights we must win. The future we must secure together for our nation. This is what's in front of us. This determines what's next for all of us. We are Marines. We were made for this.
Get this. This, your spiritual DNA is as important as your physical DNA, but I want to show you how important it is to discover your DNA. That gene is basically in the bloodline of Caribbean people. Now, I don't have an accent, so by looking at me, you would not tell that I'm Caribbean. But my dad is from Barbados. My mom is from Bahamas. I am 100% pretty much Caribbean, straight up Caribbean. But no one would know that. If I was Asian, you would know I have Asian genes, because there's features in my face and in my eyes that would determine that. But if I don't have the dialect and the accent, you wouldn't know that I'm not.
Did you switch that on purpose?
I didn't throw that out there. Because it raised me, I can go there.
Okay,
but it's not natural for me. It's forced for me, because I was born and raised in the United States. Get that. Born and raised in the United States. However, because I have a Caribbean bloodline, whatever that's attached to this bloodline, I have it, even though I was not born in the Caribbean. Mm. Only went there maybe once or twice. My brother was deployed and he started getting sick to the point to where it almost took his life. And you know, back, this is during the time in the military where they were coming up into EEO and you couldn't make certain racial slurs. You had to be careful with what you said. And there was a white physician assistant who took a risk on getting a EEO or an IG complaint on him when he saw that my brother was sick and there was nothing that could heal his body. So he took a chance on getting his career taken away from him by pulling my brother aside and said, "Sergeant Richardson, can I ask you a question? Are you Caribbean?" My brother doesn't have an accent. We were born in the United States. And my brother was like, "Yes." They immediately took him off a certain medication and spared his life. Because his DNA, it was a Caribbean DNA, they were pumping him with the same med. You know, when we deploy, they put all that kind of stuff in there. They give us all these kind of shots. But they was giving him, because it wasn't showing in his blood, in his medical records, it wasn't showing in his bloodline. They didn't test him for it because he's an American. Nothing shows he's Caribbean in his records. So how would they know? So they gave him the same drugs that they gave everybody else, and the drugs was killing him. Because if you are Caribbean bloodline, you cannot take this. And it almost took his life. His DNA was important to know for that moment, because because that's something that they needed to know, so they wouldn't give him a drug that would have taken his life. Right. That's why I was saying, so if your spiritual DNA is just as important as your physical DNA, when you don't know your DNA, you're lost. Your spiritual DNA, when you don't know your spiritual DNA, you'll let somebody put you anywhere in the body of Christ. And you will act like you are a preacher when you're actually a teacher. And you wonder why you're not reaching anybody, because you're operating outside of your DNA. That's not what you were created to do. Our bodies weren't created to take certain medications in our physical DNA. If you give it to us, our body rejects it, and we're at the point of death. If I'm walking in something that I wasn't called to do, I'm going to die spiritually, because I'm not going to be effective, and I'm going to wonder what is the point of me being where I am. So your spiritual DNA is something that's so important, just as important as your physical DNA to know. That's why these ancestry websites and 23andMe, that's why they became so popular all of a sudden. Right. Because people were dying, because people didn't know what was in their blood. Well, spiritual DNA is just as important. That's why you have preachers and teachers and people that are leading people down the wrong path, because you're operating in something you were never called or meant to do. Mm. It's not part of your spiritual DNA. You're not a preacher. You're an apostle. Mm. So why are you acting like this when you should be walking in that? I said a mouthful. I know. I'm sorry.
So here we are. We're born. And we have, like you said, our physical DNA and our spiritual DNA. Unlike our physical DNA, if someone was to grow and they hit a growth spurt and all of a sudden they're 6'7", what do we say? Oh, man, you need to play basketball.
Come on. Get out of my book.
So, or if they're, you know, 6'2", 245, oh, man, you better be on somebody's football field. Like. And is that happening spiritually? Is somebody thinking, and I'm not talking about the person that has these gifts. I'm talking about the person outside that sees and thinks they see something, or maybe just.
Yeah. You're nailing it. Keep going. That's exactly what's happening.
I'm choosing my words carefully here. I'm choosing. They think they see something, or he just misdiagnosed it completely. Like, oh, yes. God told me you're an urchin. You know, I've heard that so many times. God told me you're an urchin. Oh, okay. So being that we're, you know, may not know any better, or people may not know any better, guess what they do?
Yeah.
They jump into whatever those people.
Right.
Said that they are.
So, instead of, that's why it's important to learn yourself.
Right.
But what you but are.
There's not enough. I don't think there's enough time or is granted to that individual to see. Like, okay, if somebody grows to 6'7", they don't grow 6'7", within the first, 10 years. If you see a 10-year-old that's 6'7", something else going on. But, you know, they have that time to grow. Spiritually, somebody could you know, join a church on Sunday, next Sunday they being told they're an usher.
Yes, yes. It's so, and you kind of mixed a lot of things together too. When you're alluding to a person being 6'7", and somebody saying we need to put a basketball in your hand.
Wait. I got to do it.
6'7". I don't even know what that means. I just see the kids doing 6'7".
I had to do it. I was like, I did say 6'7", didn't I? Okay, all right.
So when you see someone that size, you put a basketball in their hand, or you see someone that's robust, you say, you know, you're going to be a running back or a linebacker, right, or something.
And they may not even like the sports.
But, and the thing is, that's when the shape comes in, because the P in personality will make that determination. So the A in shape is your ability, but your ability is your talent, but it's also your skill. Just because I'm 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", that doesn't mean I have the footwork. That just means I have the height. So if the skill is never developed, it doesn't matter that I'm extremely tall. There's a lot of women and men that are extremely tall that cannot bounce a ball because the skill was not there. The ability wasn't there. Their A wasn't there. It wasn't there. The same thing with the usher. You're right. You come in the church and you might not know your shape, but you know your personality. I know you're not going to tell me that you don't know that you're not a people person. You're not going to tell me you don't know that you don't know that you're an introvert. You're not going to tell me you don't know that you're an extrovert. Those are part of your shape. It just hasn't been developed to basically explain your spiritual DNA. But your shape, you know the P. You know your personality. So when someone says, I want you on the usher board, and you know that you're not the biggest people person, you don't like to hug, you don't really like to talk to a lot of people, you just want to come and listen and serve God, you would rather wait till everybody leave and clean up the church. You know that about you. But when someone says you're going to be on the usher board or you're going to be a greeter, and you know that's not you, you can say, you know what, respectfully, I want to serve. But right now, I would rather serve in the capacity of, do you mind if I pick up after everyone leaves in the church? Because I would rather serve in the capacity of cleaning the church. You know, I work better when I'm by myself and I'm able to think. You know, maybe 3 months from now, I might be a great usher. But right now, I know my personality and I'm really not there. There is nothing wrong with that. But when you don't know, you know, you may not know your whole shape, but there are certain elements in the shape that you already know. You know your personality. You know your personality. Okay. If someone says, hey, I want you to head up the church basketball team. I want you to be the coach of the church basketball team. And I'm 4'11". And, you know, it's
but
like
you can have the knowledge to coach that team now. Just
you can have the knowledge. And you can say, and my knowledge will be, yes, but I won't be the coach, but can I be a consultant and help them build a team up? Because I work better by drawing people. I have this, there's a charisma about me that I can draw people in, which brings us to the S, the spiritual gift. The first seven is your motivational gift. It's what moves you. It's how you're wired, right? Those seven, there's seven motivational gifts. And in those seven, there are certain things. I might not be able to be the coach of the team, but I have the gift of teaching, or my motivational gift is teaching, or my motivational gift is mercy, or my motivational gift is encouragement. I can encourage those that are tall to come and join our team because I'm walking in my charismata. And charismata means God given gift. It's formed from the word charisma. I have the charisma to encourage. That's my motivational gift. My charisma is leadership, believe it or not. It's not prophecy, it's leadership. You know whose charisma, whose motivational gift is prophecy? Martin Luther King. No one would ever believe that. Because prophecy is not the same thing as being a prophet. Prophecy is a person that basically denounce things that are wrong. They speak for justification. They put things in order. with their mouths, with their beliefs, with their structure. That's what the charismata prophecy is. So you may not know what your motivational gift is by name, but you know what moves you. You know, if I name seven of them, you're going to pick one of those seven, and you know which one of those seven moves you. You're going to know. You're going to know. And that's the foundation of the S in shape. And you, like I said, you may not know that you're not an usher, but you know your personality is not to have a lot of people in your face. I just don't roll that way. I don't like a lot of people in my, and then you have those that love people in their face.
What then? Okay. Why do we have so many people confused about their purpose? And when I say confused, I mean, it's one of two things. Either they themselves thought, oh, this is what I'm good at. And they're terrible at it. But something in them said, oh, you're good at that. You're good at doing that. And so they jump headfirst into doing that and find out, oh man, I am terrible.
Yeah.
Or they have, like you just, you know, spoke about, somebody leading them into an area that, and maybe, you know, if you hear it enough, you know how it is. If you hear it enough, you start, sometimes you start believing those things. Like, I can remember, when I was about 16, and my mother was, she was going back to school to get a job because my father had just passed. So she was going back to school, to get some training. And she is terrible at math. Ooh, Lord, she gonna kill me. she's terrible at math. Terrible at it. And so I would help her with her math, and she would stop and look and say, you're a teacher. No, I'm not. Because listen now, I hated school. This is, at 16, this is my mindset. I hate school and I hate those teachers. I wish I didn't have to go. I don't like none of them. I hate the school I'm going. I was like, I'm not a teacher. Fast forward now, I have found that teaching is in my spiritual, without question.
It's definitely, it's definitely your charismata, your motivational gift.
But 16 years old, didn't know nor understand how that could be possible. Because I want to tell you, I hated school. I'm not, and there were some teachers that I did not vibe well with.
Yeah, that happened. And
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State, 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
The fight for our future starts with belief in our nation and its promise, in our future and its potential. Together we answer America's call to win. We are Marines. We were made for this.
And so, how does someone, navigate through that? It's either one way or the other. And they're like, I don't know what my purpose really is.
Right. I think one of the things you have to, one of the things I teach in the book is how you have to explore your entire life. You cannot eliminate a certain portion thinking that you can discover what your purpose is, and then you want to erase the first 20 years of your life because you're 50 something. You can't do that. All of it is you. All of it is you. And I say that because it was so profound that you just used the example of you teaching your mother math. That was so profound. It doesn't matter about the experiences, that's the E in shape, right, that you had. All of those experiences did about teaching for you is it taught you the teacher that you didn't want to be. That's all it did.
But that was
part of your shape. He had to shape you that way to be the awesome teacher that you are, because he had to show you what not to be. This is what you're not going to do when you teach, because the whole time he's building up that charisma, that motivational gift within you, you know, but you have to embrace your entire life. You can't forget about certain things because it's all part of your shape. That portion you teaching your mom was a tremendous part of your shape because she was the first one to call it out. She was the first one to call it out. Didn't know how deep she was. Didn't even know she was in Providence Board of Dr. Porter's book in 2022. She didn't know that. But she was. She called it out.
She did.
And you're looking at the natural. You're looking at the fact that I hate school. Can't stand most of the teachers I've been around. Yeah. So how in the world I'm going to be a teacher? Because God is shaping you. How do you know the right way to do is when you experience the wrong way and you don't ever want to feel that way again? I don't ever want a student to feel the way you made me feel. So I know I'm going to go the other way. That's what shape is. That's how your spiritual DNA is developed. See how easy that was?
And see, exactly. See, I told you. Yes. Hearing it that way, yes. It made complete and utter sense. Like, oh, okay. I got it. Because I never even thought. I remember her saying it. Ironically, it was right when because she gets frustrated when she gets, with something she doesn't understand, or she gets anxiety. Anxiety builds up and she gets frustrated and she starts lashing out. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, here we go. I thought we were going down a rabbit hole that I wasn't gonna be able to climb out of. And I somehow was able to switch things and explain something to her, and she finally got it. And that's when turned to me and said it. And I was like, wait a minute. No, because the way you just lashed at me, I'm not a teacher. There's no way I can be a teacher because if you were my mother, this wouldn't have went well, right? You're right. Thinking back to all those experiences, it did. And oftentimes when I was up on that platform, I was teaching college, so these are not high schools. These are not kids. These were adults. Exactly.
Adults.
So I often remembered how teachers made me feel. And I was like, I know I don't want to do that.
Right.
So I need to come this way.
That's your spiritual DNA right there. It's part of it right there. You just hit the S. You hit a little of the H, your heart. You definitely hit the E, you know, and it all comes together. And it starts by, you know, you first identifying what is your motivational gift. That's your first gift. Right. It's 26 of them. But it's 7 motivational gifts. What's your first gift? And you knew it was teaching. You already know. So that's half of the battle right there with the S, you know. You got that, but understanding.
It took a long time to find that out, though. It took about 30 plus years.
But didn't you teach in the military too or no?
I was going to say 30 plus years.
Okay.
I was about 31, 32 when I started.
Yeah.
You know, and that's when it hit me like, oh, this is it. This is what I want to do. They couldn't pull me off the platform.
It's your purpose. It is your purpose. That's part of your purpose. Like, look back on how many lives you've changed. Look how many people that are connected to you that you taught. People who have moved on in life still know your name.
Yeah, and I don't know why. I'm like, and I don't know why. I'm like, I'll be on LinkedIn and somebody will chime in. Hey, Mr. Chappelle. Hey.
You remember me? But yeah. But yeah, just like, so let me give you a prime example. You know how people would look and say, man, I wish God would have made me 6'2", or, you know, I wish God would have made me this, right? But can you change, can you change your physical DNA?
No.
You cannot change it. Michael Jackson made his whole skin light and he was still considered a black man. You cannot change your physical DNA. Well, you can't change your spiritual one either. You can go it through life not knowing what it is, but you can't change it. So it doesn't matter. Those students are going to stay connected to you because part of your DNA is you. You basically put something in them. You place something. You endowed them. You poured into them. And that's a connection they can never disconnect from because you were walking in your charisma. You were walking in your spiritual DNA when you taught them.
What would you say to someone who may be confused? They may be confused, or maybe they're just really they may be listening to this thinking, you know what? I don't think I'm in my purpose. I'm not 100% sure, but based on what I just heard Dr. Porter explain, I don't know if I'm in my purpose. What would you tell that individual?
I would tell them to get the book. It should be available.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I know I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I would tell them, you know, you honestly do either have to join my class or get the book, but I can give you a little bit of guidance right now. Sometimes the best start is to just get you a notepad and just begin to write down, you know, certain situations in your life, because you got to find out how you're wired. Your spiritual DNA is connected to how you're wired. Like, so God is not going to put certain people in my path because he know my physical DNA and my spiritual DNA is not going to be conducive to that person. But he'll put them in your path because he knows that they're going to connect with you. And so when you are trying to find out, okay, what my purpose is, in order to discover your purpose, you need to discover your shape. And how do we start? Just start writing down things about yourself. I like people. I like to be around people. I love to go to this. I love to be in environment. I like to be by myself. I like to write. I like to teach. I like to write those things down. Just develop as much stuff about yourself as possible. Start there. You'll start seeing a pattern. I promise you, you'll start seeing a pattern. Mm-hmm. Look at your life. If you go back to, you went all the way back to when you was teaching your mom, you can probably have some other experiences in between that where, you know, maybe your classmates in BNOC or ANOC, I'm acting like I'm talking to a whole military audience, but maybe when you were in those advanced schools and you had some battles and battles is our term for battle buddies, meaning I'm trying to not talk military. So you had some teammates, schoolmates, classmates, and they couldn't get the lesson. There was things that was, you know, that they couldn't comprehend. And you stepped aside and broke it down to them. You can go back and to relate those things. That's the same way we all can do. You just sit down and begin to write the things that you've gone through in your life. And remember, in order, you can't erase anything in your past with your physical DNA. You can't erase anything in your past and your spiritual DNA. The trauma, the rejection, the good things and the bad things, they all are part of your shape. My trauma made me a...
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State, 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
Our nation has always counted on us to win, to fight for what better could be, to secure our future together. We are Marines. We were made for this.
Prophetic spiritual warfare preacher, because I can recognize it from a mile away. But that's part of my spiritual DNA. I can recognize it because it's familiar. Right. It's familiar. Write down everything about what you like, your dislikes. Write your trauma. Write those experiences down. And then when my book is released, then we can pull it all together. Or when my classes are launched, you can pull it all together. And I think I know part of my purpose is helping people to discover their spiritual DNA. But I will tell you from right now, just start by writing everything about yourself. Just jotting them down. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to have scripture with it. You don't have to have the right words. You don't have to use 16, 17 letter words. Write down whatever comes to pass. Funny, loud, obnoxious, whatever it is, just write down everything about yourself. And just look at it almost every day, and watch God create a pattern. And then as that pattern's created, then we can start breaking down what it is, or like, we'll start with the first seven gifts, where your priority are, what's your motivational gift, how are you wired with those first seven? And then we'll go from there.
Since you brought it out, let's talk about the book. Purpose Unlocked.
Yeah.
Discovering your spiritual DNA.
Mm-hmm.
What was it that you were trying to, besides, explaining to someone, how to figure out their spiritual DNA? But other than that, was there something that you were trying to pinpoint to, the reader, to understand? In that book, of course, the book's not out yet, but it's coming. It's coming very soon.
Yes.
But what's in the book that you are trying to get that reader to understand?
I'm trying to get the reader to understand that they're intentional from the day they were conceived and placed in their mother's womb. The fact that you don't know your purpose is not because your purpose isn't established. You just haven't recognized what it is. But before you say, purpose was already developed. And I'm trying to get people, when you understand that you're intentional, you will never feel left out. Rejection won't have power in you. Those things, low self-esteem, those things don't have a lot of power when you get the revelation that you are intentional. And that's the whole point. Like, he didn't put that smart mouth on you for people to hate you. He gave you that because that's going to be the tongue that he used to call things out on people that other people would not, because you're going to love them enough to tell them what other people won't tell you. Like, I love you enough to tell you that your breath stinks, not because I want to tell you that your breath stinks. It's because other people are doing this when you're having a conversation. And I just want to tell you this. You know, it takes a person who's wired to go beyond the embarrassment. Yeah. Go beyond what you might feel and love you enough to tell you something that other people are doing this while you're talking. So I want them to get out of the book that they are intentional, and not just know you're intentional, find out what the intention is so that you can affect other people, because my purpose doesn't do me any good to know it and I'm not walking in it. That's why the D is so important, the deployment. Because once it's deployed, now I'm affecting other people.
Mm. Dr. Porter, I appreciate you being on the show and explaining these things to the listeners. How can, say somebody is listening right now and they say, I've got to get a hold of her. I've got to listen to her. I've got to read the book. I've got to... How in the world can they find, or I don't want to say find, but how can they, become a part, or, get some of this good teaching?
Yeah. So, right now the book is in its final stages. Thank you, Lord. It's literally out of my hands. And, so the book will be out, April, May timeframe. Okay. And, but right now, what I want to start doing is doing little videos. So I'll do little videos up until the launching of the book, and who knows, maybe even after. Well, I'll talk a little bit about, you know, once you've written all that thing, those things down, I can tell you, okay, now this is our next step. This is what we need to do. Not a full blown class, but just some mini messages to help you along the way. And so those things are going to be launched on my website. So you have E.L. Porter Ministries, and you also have Rodell.com, I believe.
Rodell Inc.
See, he helps me with that. That's why he knew. So in those, and I, hopefully this month, no, this month is February, March, I want to start launching that because I want to build up to the book release of giving you those opportunities to listen to my videos and get an understanding of where we're going with the spiritual DNA. So that's what we're going to start with first. If you connect with me, I have Instagram, I have Facebook. If you connect with me, I have a YouTube channel, all of those things. If you connect with me that way, we can get started on this journey of discovering your spiritual DNA. Let me tell you what God already knows and what he wants you to know. You're intentional and you have a purpose, and it's time for you to find out what it is.
Oh man. You can find it. I'm gonna help you out. You
help
can find
me out.
I'm That's fine. You can right find now. Her at ELorPorter.com, or you can find her at RodellInc.org. All right. One of those. You can find her. And like I said, like she said, the book is coming out soon. So be looking out for that. That's Purpose Unlocked, Discovering Your Spiritual DNA, coming to a reader near you, or a store near you, or a platform near you. We're living in 2026. Dr. Porter, I'm sorry. Thank you again for joining the LifeStrong Project. Thank you for being a part.
Thank you
this
for
is
having
long
me.
Overdue. She is just going to, she is not going to let go. All right, everybody, listen. To our listeners, remember your purpose is intentional. Like she's been preaching. Divinely crafted and already inside of you, all right? God didn't create you by accident. You were shaped, designed, and appointed for impact. As Dr. Porter teaches, it's time to unlock what God has placed within you and walk confidently in your kingdom calling. All right? So, again, thank you all for listening. On behalf of Dr. E.Lore Porter and myself, your boy AC, I thank you guys for listening. That's a wrap for today. Peace.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the LifeStrong Project.
WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're a Forbes Best in State, 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do, from the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being, because what we really do best is invest in you. Visit WSECU.org today to learn more. Washington, let's credit union.
The fight for our future starts with belief in our nation and its promise, in our future and its potential. Together we answer America's call to win. We are Marines. We were made for this.